Hi, this is Desmond Reddick from the Dread Media Podcast, and here we are, pick 7, my last hero. So, I broke things down into archetypes. The warrior woman was Big Barda, my first pick. Then there's the Dark Avenger slash technologically inclined gadgets guy, your Batman. And that's Mr. Miracle. You know, they're a package, is how I consider it. Then you have your, like, alien psychic character. You know, like your Martian Manhunter, and that's the Demon, was my pick. You've got your, like, powerhouse, and for me, that was Guy Gardner, right? Your Green Lantern. I mean, you know, Hal Jordan was the powerhouse there, you know? Then you have your, well, really, it's either a speedster or a goofball or an outcast. Behind the scenes, my first pick was Plastic Man, but he was taken. And that's good because I have a backup and I love that character. Major Disaster. Reformed criminal, definitely speaking out on the idea of superheroing at the time of him doing it. He takes the piss, as the British say. Yep. And then my last pick, number 6, the regal or godlike figure, Amethyst, Princess of Gemworld. And that leaves one archetype. The ultimate hero, the Superman ideal. And maybe you'll mock me for making this the so close to the alien slash psychic role, which is the Martian Manhunter role. But for me, this is my Superman. And my first pick was also taken in this draft, but that's the way the cookie crumbles, baby. That's the way the Oreo cookie crumbles. Of course, I'm not picking Martian Manhunter because someone's already done that, but I never thought about Martian Manhunter because when I thought about, like, what role is going to fit that ultimate hero archetype? And for me, it was an alien that fled annihilation to come to Earth and to meet Earth people. Really, he came to Earth to seek love, to find someone he'd lost, but he came here with a pure principle. And when he got here, he fought for the side of justice. And like Superman, this character sort of embodies the Moses ideal that Superman does. If we think about the earliest origins of Superman, and that is the Greg Potter and Gene Colan creation gem, Son of Saturn. So there you go. That's my Justice League, routed out by my Superman ideologue, Gem, Son of Saturn. That's me, dreadmedia.com. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.